This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, living in Nevada and having been in Nevada off and on since 1981, so seeing all the changes and everything that's happened, I feel very, very blessed to be able to watch how Las Vegas, Reno, Carson City, Elko, Ely, Winnemucca, Beatty, Tonopah, Goldfield, all these, you know, cities that make up and more, Pahrump, Henderson, Boulder City, Laughlin, how these cities and Mesquite, I can't even name them all, have made up our beautiful state. I'm very, very blessed to see the growth and to see what Nevada has become and continues to be, and I love the state. But I was born in California, and part of me still feels like a Californian. I even did my last year of medical school at UCLA. I married my husband in California. My husband's from California. So when people asked, why didn't I get a license plate saying, go back to California, or something similar, I was a little shocked because I get there's this debate, and which I'll explain, and it's controversy about Californians, but I'm Californian. My husband's Californian. My family were Californian. When my father came as an immigrant with his family, 20 years after the Holocaust, they were blessed enough to be able to come to America, and they emigrated not through New York, through California. Learned the language in California, became citizens of California. So California means a lot to me. Not to mention I have family there and I have friends there. So what is this debate? And you guys probably saw this headline where a judge ruled that a Nevada man can keep his license plate, his Nevada license plate that says go, BK, back, the number 2, and then CA, California. I think he's had it for like 19 years. And so, you know, this is, what do Nevadans really, really feel about when it comes to California? Well, okay, it's actually mixed. Right? Where the controversy comes in is Nevada has kind of been purple, sometimes more Republican, sometimes more Democrat. But Nevada, because there's a lot of smaller, we've had smaller towns, not as much metropolis, a lot of desert communities, Indian populations. We've been more, you know, more rural, a smaller town feel. I mean, at one point I knew every single doctor in this town. It was that small of a community. And with Vegas, especially where I live, same thing with Reno, Nevada and Carson City, so it's gotten bigger. And so some individuals loved that more rural, smaller town and didn't want the big metropolis that seems to be on either coast. So that was one issue. Another was the politics. Many people say, don't California my Nevada. They're worried about the politics. They're worried about the taxing. They're worried about the spending. You know, they want to keep their plastic bags. And so some Nevadans look at California as being very progressive, very and almost, you know, too progressive. They don't want to see the crime in San Francisco be in our beautiful cities. And so however California they feel is being run, they don't want in Nevada. California drivers have been stereotyped for years. Now, I think Nevada drivers are the same. But California, when you came from California, you were a different driver. In fact, when I drove for the first time in California, I got into multiple accidents because I was using my clicker to change lanes. I was allowing people to come in front of me. Oh, no. You have to be a lot more aggressive on the roads. And so I actually got into accidents because I wasn't aggressive enough. And so the California drivers coming into Nevada made people a little edgy. Now that Nevada drivers drive the same way, that point's moot. But what many people don't realize is Nevada needs California. Our tourism industry, even though we are the beacon of entertainment for the world, we are the entertainment capital of the world, a lot of our tourists come from California. So I don't think a lot of the jokes and a lot of the phrases are really fully heartfelt because we have jobs because of Californians. When California comes on the weekend, when you see that traffic come in, I wave to everybody. I'm like, yay, welcome, have a good time. I love it when the tourists come in. The tourists mean money. And so for those of us that have been in industries that needed California to thrive, I welcome it. Plus, I am so grateful that California exists because that's where my coast is. If I want to hit the beach, I could get there in 3 hours and 45 minutes. If any police officers are listening, 4 hours and 15 minutes. But if I don't stop to pee, I could make it to the beach. If I wanted to go to the beach today, I could still make it to the beach and enjoy the sun. There. So Nevada has a very interesting relationship with California because a lot of our tourism depends on it. Look at Reno, Nevada. Reno, Nevada is right on the border. It is about, 10 miles away from the California border. We share Lake Tahoe with California. Lake Tahoe, one of the most beautiful places on earth, where you have snow-capped mountains and skiing and you have a lake. We share that with California. Now, we do share water with California, which starts to make us a little grumpy when us being landlocked, right, can't access as much of the Colorado as California can when they're all over the Pacific. But now that's a different topic for a different day. So how do Nevadans really feel about Californians? Well, if you have roots there, you love them. If you are benefiting from their tourist dollars or them coming in, buying your property or renting your property or doing business with you, you love them. But if they're bringing certain politics and they're cutting you off in traffic, you're going to be a little grumpy with them. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. So one of you had written, when I had spoken about kids not going to school and chronic absenteeism, and I thank you for this, but you brought up ADHD meds, where some of the parents aren't able to get the ADHD meds for their kids. So, kids not wanting to go to school. And so the ADHD med shortage is an issue. I should have brought that up. You're right. Should have brought that up. That's played a role. I do think there's multiple other roles why chronic absenteeism is now at an all-time high. Now, if parents don't have that pressure of having to return to work and they get to work from home, I mean, my parents, if I was too sick to go to school, one, I wanted to still go to school because I really hated being home. I didn't really like home life, so I wanted to leave. But I remember with my brothers and sisters, my parents were like, oh, you're going. Nah, you're going to school. I got to work. I can't watch you. You're going home. You're going to school. And so now that parents are working from home, a lot of them, they don't have that pressure to make the kids go to school when the kids don't want to go. Many parents also don't feel that the schools are staffed enough. Some of them feel like the kids aren't learning anyway. If kids are being bullied and don't want to go, or kids have mental health issues that aren't being addressed by minimizing the bullying or some of the issues they're having at school. And then, of course, many parents are concerned about some of the curricula. So if they think, oh, wait a second, today is sex ed day, or I think we're going to skip today. So there's a lot of reasons for it. But, yeah, let's talk about the attention deficit medication shortage. Well, we still have Adderall shortages. We still have a nationwide shortage of Adderall and others. So if multiple prescription medications for ADHD are in short supply, then what do parents do if their child requires it to go to school? Now, it's tricky because I would say, well, get your kid back in school. I mean, don't take your kid out of school. But many parents don't want their child to fail. Or they think they can at least help their child concentrate more at home than them being distracted at school. And I really feel bad for kids that have true ADHD. I think we are developing a epidemic of it by making people more attention deficit. You used to have patience for a lot of things. You used to have to stand in line. That's what you did. You stood in line. You had to wait for your dinner to cook. You had to wait for a letter to come overseas from your loved one to hear how they were doing. You had to wait for a phone call. Now, I could instantaneously communicate with a family member by text. I could get a letter instantaneously by email. I could drive up to a fast food place or a bagel shop or coffee shop, grab, get something ready-made, and put it in my mouth within minutes rather than waiting. So we don't want to wait. I mean, look at with movies. I remember telling my husband, I go, what movies are going to be? This was years ago, I think before internet. I said, I bet you're going to be able to be home and then say, I want to see Die Hard. And then you, through a computer, ask for Die Hard, and you get it in your house. And you, that's what we do now. We don't have to wait for, you know, a movie to come out on DVD. I think they're already going to be streaming Barbie. The stars were good. The story was horrible. So, if you have a child that, and another issue, by the way, with the attention deficit medication, is many parents give their child holidays off of it. So many children are not on it during the summer. And so some parents have been regretting that because they said we should have at least still gotten the prescription and collected it so that at least we had another 3 months. So we have, the reason why we have the shortage is one, is more people than ever are on it. Number two is I think some people are using it for weight loss. No one's talking about that. But I have a lot of patients who say I don't write the medication because I can't on telemedicine. But a lot of individuals say, oh yeah, it's great, gives me energy during the day, I don't eat that much. So is it attention deficit that they're using it for, or are they using it for weight loss? It's not approved for weight loss. Not a lot of studies on that. In fact, there's been some weight-neutral studies in kids. But if adults are going, look, I get bored, so I eat. This keeps me focused on my work, so I don't eat. That's going to start, pushing people to taking these other medications if they can't get their Wegovy or Ozempic or Mounjaro. Well, the U.S. FDA and Drug Enforcement Agency published a joint letter on August 1 addressing the prescription stimulant shortage, asking people to work together to resolve these shortages as quickly as possible, including the pharmaceutical companies and manufacturers. They say the administration cannot solve it alone. So some brand names are out there, but the brand names are very expensive. Now, is an option, but it sounds like across the board, most brands are having an issue. So now you have a child going back to school. What do you do? Well, you know, one other thing I want to say, too, with the shortage, is pharmaceutical companies got spanked really bad for opioids. And the opioid crisis is still rising. Doctors have been prescribing less. Pharmacies got sued. Pharmaceutical companies got sued. And the overdose deaths are still rising. Well, pharmaceutical companies might not be that excited about being controlled substance market. And if today they're being sued for opioids, are they going to another day be sued for Valium and that epidemic or Xanax? Are they going to be sued for the stimulant epidemic and the rise in ADHD patients? So some of these pharmaceutical companies are like, you know what, maybe we'll just do the antibiotics. Maybe we'll just do the erectile dysfunction medications. So that's another issue. So anyway, if you have a child, attention deficit should not always be treated by a pill. Attention deficit can also be treated by therapy and by altering lessons. That's why I said I really think we should get away from the 50-minute to hour-long class length, where we should do 20 minutes, short and sweet, get them the information, power learning in the morning. And then in the afternoon is more of the group and the practical learning and the hands-on and learning trades and exercising and all the other stuff. But when you have a child with attention deficit, it's not a one-size-fits-all. Some children may work really, really well if they get one-on-one. So they might need tutoring. Some children are visual learners. Some are auditory learners. Some are hands-on learners. I understand taking a pill helps a good number of them be able to sit through class and maybe get their grades up. But if you don't have the medication, what do you do? This shortage has been going on now almost 2 years, maybe even longer. And here we are, the school year starting, and parents aren't able to get the medication for their kids. And, of course, adult attention deficit medication rose because they had to go back to the office. Well, going back to the office shouldn't have caused people to panic that much, but they thought they wouldn't be able to concentrate. See, I would think working from home, and that did cause a rise in that, because people were like, look, I'm distracted. I got to get stuff done, and I can't because I got the kids, I got the pets. Oh, my pets bug me all the time when I'm working. My pets want attention all the time. The cat that got eaten by the coyote, that cat would actually see patients with me. She would jump up while I'm working on the computer. So I'm like, guys, here's my nurse. She wants to take a look. Can you show her your boo-boo? And the kid would show my cat the boo-boo. And I'm like, what do you think? And the cat just was like, oh, this isn't what I want. I want eats. Or I want my tushy scratched. I'm like, give a diagnosis. If I'm working, you're going to work. So a lot of distractions at home. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY. Don't go away.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The apparent names and addresses of the grand jury members that indicted former President Trump have been posted online. The names and supposed pictures of those grand jurors have now started to circulate on social media sites. A new video appears to show former Trump advisor Roger Stone plotting to overthrow the 2020 election by changing state electors. At least 110 people confirmed dead in what has become the deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history. That devastating wind-driven blaze tore through the town of Lahaina. A southeastern Minnesota town will soon be without a police department starting August 24th. The entire police department of Goodhue will be no more. The police chief stepped down on August 9th. The remaining officers resigned August 11th after hearing the chief quit. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Audra asks, how do you get your daughter to not get a tattoo? Apparently, she has a 13-year-old daughter who wants to get a tattoo. Now, I didn't know that they could get them at that age. But any age. Let's say you have, I didn't think a 13-year-old could get one. There's fake tattoos that you could do. You could do the fake or the sticker ones. So, this is a tough one, all right? You know, I don't have a daughter. I have sons. Luckily, my sons haven't asked for tattoos. I'm sure, yeah. But you know what? Their friends aren't really into that as well that much. I mean, body art. We don't really even call it tattoos that much. Body art has been something that has been growing. A lot of individuals will get them on their backs or, you know, in areas. And I've seen some body art that was actually very exquisite. But originally tattoos, I'm not going to go into the history of tattoos, but tattoos have a very beautiful and exotic history. You know, in terms of it being a sign of your religion or your spirituality or your commitment to something. Some individuals would get tattoos to look tougher as a way to scare off bullies or gang members. Or, you know, you have a tattoo, people think you're a badass. And so maybe I'm going to be less likely to mess with that person. But now we have a lot of body art. And so individuals, it's not just about putting your boyfriend or girlfriend on your arm or chest, or now it's about, you know, everybody has art. I want one too. And before the pandemic, it was really spiking in terms of people getting tattoos and body art, but also there was a spike in individuals wanting to change the tattoo and going through procedures to try to eliminate the tattoo. Now, that might, the procedure might be getting a little better, but I have seen people undergo tattoo removal. It is a long, long process, and it could obviously leave you with scarring. So that's why some individuals say, I'm just going to keep the tattoo. They are getting better with the procedure, but remember, the tattoo permanently embedding ink, you know, into your body, which, by the way, your body does absorb. And we have found studies that micro particles of it do land in other organs and discolor them and could be toxic to them. But the average person who has a tattoo does well, still lives a long, healthy life, so we haven't been panicking. But if you have a child that wants a tattoo, my issue isn't that they want body art. I get that. Body art can be beautiful. I'm not anti-tattoo. I'm not anti-body art. What I'm anti is anything committing and permanent. Because having people come in with regret is very hard to manage. Now, all of us probably, you know, have regrets. Mine is Dirk. Should have never dated him. So, you know, there's we all have something that we're like, eh, that was probably a bad idea. But, no, I just bring up Dirk. Dirk represents some of the guys that I dated, which I probably should have never dated. So Dirk kind of, it's not just one kind of, yeah. And then there were amazing guys. Corey represents that, the Coreys. And then I married a Corey, so I was really happy with that. So if you have a young daughter or an individual child who wants to get a tattoo, what I would offer is a couple things. You know, one is try the fake ones first. I don't want that. I need a real one. My friends are telling me to get a real one. And say, tell your friends that you're still making up your mind on what you want to permanently have. So you want to try out a couple different ones, and you want to see what works for you. So have them do some of the more temporary ones. And then open with you and honest if they get sick of it. You can say, hey, look, if you get sick of this tattoo and this look, no problem. We'll change it out. And we can take as long as you need. I'm not going to judge. But because so many people get sick of their tattoos or have regret of their body art, I want to make sure you like it. So they might want, I mean, you know how many people in the 80s, me and all my friends, loved rainbows and unicorns. In the 80s, it was all about rainbows and unicorns. And so many of my friends were like, we got to get rainbow tattoos or unicorn tattoos. I'm like, that would be very, very cool. And I love the rainbow. But the rainbow now represents LGBTQA+. AI+. For some, that's fine. Rainbow me up. But for others, there might be like, I was more doing it for the 80s rainbow. I'm straight. I don't necessarily, you know, I mean, you could do it to support the LGBTQA+ community, but look at how, you know, things can change. So, you know, keep in mind that if you, let's say, look at how the OK sign is now considered a white supremacist Nazi hand signal. You guys heard about that? Where if you do an okay sign, like Eddie Murphy did in Beverly Hills Cop, or what we divers do when we need to hand signal to others that we're okay, the okay sign, that sign, if you do that, is considered white supremacy. So if you were really big in the A-OK sign, and let's say you want to put the OK sign on you, now things change. So you want to explain to your child that if there is a symbol they like now, what happens if it changes? And then they go, well, I can always get the tattoo removed. Talk to them and show them what tattoo removal looks like and what it entails. People might think, oh, I could do it overnight. They don't realize it could be a multi-month process, painful, and not successful. Now, and then, finally, if they really, 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 really want one, what you want to do, if you have a child that is, you know, well, they're just going to go and do it themselves at 2 in the morning somewhere, which, again, I don't know how kids are allowed to do that, but maybe they find places that can, I don't know. But if you think that your child is going to go against your advice, a great thing to do is offer a compromise. So you say, all right, this is what we're going to do. I am saying no on the tattoo. You want a tattoo. So how do we compromise? Well, I don't know. Just let me get a tattoo because I'm going to get it anyway. No. You know, you're almost an adult now. What do you think would be a good compromise? And maybe you guys come up with a very small one. Very small. Tattoo of their choice in an area that's hidden just in case they don't like it. And say, we'll compromise on a very small one. I really don't think it should be done in kids, but let's say you have an 18-year-old, and see how that goes. And see, I know with 18, you really don't get a lot of those say, but they're 18. They could do whatever the hell they want. But if, let's say, they do feel like they need your permission, you know, you could try a small one in a place that isn't seen. And then see how they go with that. So they have the ability. And you want to teach your child that they always need to have an out. They always need to have a plan B. Have a plan B. If you don't like this job or you get fired from the job, what's your plan B? If you can't afford your rent, what's your plan B? Most people's plan B is coming home to mommy and daddy. Right, but if you get this tattoo and you don't like it, or you end up breaking up with your boyfriend or girlfriend, what's your plan B? Well, your plan B is then covering it up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Attention. Your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here.
We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I always like to look at the glasses half full. I always like to be optimistic. You know, we could turn a bad situation into a good situation, find a silver lining, learn from it, try to keep going. Because I've had things that have happened in my life and I had to just keep going. I couldn't let them get me down, and I had to find that rope to pull me out of that pit to make me want to move on, and I've been very, very blessed that God has given me so much strength in anything that's ever come my way, such that, and I credit the, you know, seeing the light at the end of the tunnel or the silver lining to things. So when I hear people say we're doomed with the economy, we're doomed, the future is murky and all that, I cringe a little bit because I'm like, well, there's got to be a way. But I tell you, I've been having trouble being optimistic about this one. You know, usually I'm like, okay, we could fix this, we could overcome. You know, you broke up, but you'll find somebody new. Well, yeah, there's, but I got to tell you, in terms of how we're going to work later with automation, it is kind of frightening. Because I'm seeing it in my field, and I'm seeing that patients want it. When the consumer wants automation, see, I thought consumers would be like, oh, hell no, I don't want a self-driving car, I don't want a self-driving plane, self-flying plane, I don't want, you know, a robot as my doctor. Oh, no. People hate people. They can't stand it when a doctor says, no, you can't get antibiotics for that, it's a virus. They want that doctor to go away, and they just get their antibiotics. They don't want somebody, you know, saying, look, you have to wear a mask on a plane. They'd rather, they don't want somebody in their face. They don't want people. They want to go up to the kiosk, do their thing. You know, I go to movie theaters now. You barely see anybody. They don't staff those booths where somebody sells you the ticket. You used to have to stand in line. They go, next, please. And I'm like, two tickets to the Indiana Jones movie, The Last Crusade. That'll be $10. $10? Yep, the tickets are $5 each. No way. Okay. Did I make the showing? Are there seats? There's seats available. Thank you. And now, oh, no. You don't. Since COVID, they fired all those people. They don't need to hire them. You get your ticket online. Although some places at the snack counter, you'll get your ticket there. So I've gone to places where they go, well, go to the snack if you didn't buy one. So, you know, we are seeing companies, look at the self-checkout at stores. And you want to know what? I prefer the self-checkout. I wish I had self-checkout when I was on my period, you know, and I would have to run in to get some tampons or pads and some Midol. And here I am going up to the checkout counter with a gorgeous man, right, behind the counter, and he sees my tampons and my Midol. I used to be embarrassed. Now I'm not. I talk about that stuff all the time. But I'm like, that's kind of embarrassing. You know how many? It is so funny. The average yeast infection medication is bought by a man because women are so embarrassed to go out and buy a Vagisil or a Monistat for their vaginal yeast infection that they send their partner to do it. And so they go up and they're like, it's for the lady. I mean, you don't think they're going to be obviously say, they're going to be embarrassed, so they're going to tell the checkout counter why. Honestly, it's not a big deal. Candidiasis affects a lot of people. Candidiasis affects men. They could get it on their penis. Candidiasis happens. But people like going to the self-checkout and not having some privacy. Now, mind you, you're videotaped, and there's cameras to make sure you're not shoplifting, because if they do find that something's missing, then they can obviously, you know, address it. But people want automation. So there's a survey from the American Staffing Association survey saying close to half of Americans say automation could easily replace what they're currently doing. Who feels the most exposed? Younger workers, blacks, and Hispanics. Baby boomers and white Americans appear to be less concerned in this survey conducted by Harris Poll. Now, one-third of Americans are already using the AI at work. Well, you're trading your replacement. You know that when you're using AI at work. And so they say these results were in stark contrast to those in a similar poll for the temporary staffing trade group in 2017. At that time, and this is being reported by Bloomberg, close to three-quarters of Americans did not believe their work could be easily replaced by robots. Oh, yeah, if you asked me in 2017 if I thought computers would replace doctors, I would say some of the imaging. You might have a computer read an X-ray, things like that. But no, you need doctors. And you do. Most doctors might still be safe. But look at what happened with telemedicine. I asked somebody, when was the last time you saw a doctor? They go, I just use you guys over the phone. I'm like, so who's done your pap smears? Well, they've changed the guidelines, so I don't have to go in that often anymore. But you're calling me for a gynecological issue. Yeah, just give me a medication or order something for me. I'm like, you need an exam. You know, so, and I love telemedicine and that it provides people access to some care, but people don't want to go in. And the weird thing about this is people think they don't have to go in. That cancer is going away. So I say, you know, when was the last time you had a skin cancer check? Nobody does those. I go, I used to, when I saw patients in person for a physical, I would look at their skin. It might not have been as thorough as a dermatologist, and I would always offer for them to still see a dermatologist, but I would always examine the back. I just saw a patient the other day doing a disability exam for the state, and he had a mole on his back. And I said, you got to get that checked out. When was the last time somebody examined you? Oh, I still have to do that? Yeah, skin cancer hasn't gone away. Prostate cancer has not gone away. Colon cancer is on the rise. You kind of do need to still get seen. So now that workers' attitudes are changing, industrial workers, the ones feeling like they're most to be replaced by automation. But I got to tell you, a lot of white collar can get replaced. If you don't have to pay six figures to somebody who's reviewing the marketing, you know, which do you think is a better ad? You're the VP of marketing. What do you think is the better ad? Artificial intelligence could be like, based on this, I think this person is going to reach the most because the population is this. You could have AI replace almost anything. Now, we still do need, you know, hands-on. We still need people who work in the trades. We still need people who can work with their hands, like dentistry and oral surgery and surgeons. But, there's a site we'll go over in a little bit on the jobs that are safe. They suggested lawyers. You know how many people can now do their own wills? They could do their own contract reading. They could do their own. If they could save $500 an hour, they will. So, you know, what's going to make the economy strong is consumer confidence. Consumers are not going to be confident if they think they're going to be out of a job. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.